welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to discuss how to sharpen up a lazy horse. Now, not every horse is as enthusiastic about dressage as their rider, and although the judge is looking for relaxation and calmness in the horse's way of going, impulsion is also required for high marks. Now, this can be a problem for those horses with a laid-back disposition. So how do you go about sharpening up your lazy dressage horse? That's what we're going to talk about in today's podcast episode. So firstly, let's discuss the quality of life. Because in order for your horse to be enthusiastic about his work, it's important that he is happy in his day-to-day life. So put yourself in your horse's shoes and imagine for a moment that you were asked to do the same job every single day whilst living in a small room all by yourself and no interaction with others. You would soon become bored and disinterested in your work and with your life in general. So keep your horse happy by ensuring that he has plenty of free time to just enjoy being a horse. Now, ideally, this means providing him with turnout and company for at least a few hours every day. So now let's talk about variety. Because good dressage performances comes from the systematic training and development of the horse along the scales of training. And this means that your horse's schooling regime will include a fair amount of repetition. Now, this is also necessary to enable him to build up sufficient physical strength and suppleness in order to carry out the movements required and to build up enough stamina to cope with the demands of the longer, more challenging tests. However, it's important that you include variation within your horse's work to prevent him from becoming stale. Because a bored horse will not work with enthusiasm and he will mainly trudge through the exercises because he has to. So keep your horse interested in his work by including alternative activities in addition to his schooling. So these can include the following. Number one, pole work. So try to incorporate pole work into one of your weekly schooling sessions. Trotting poles are great for developing your horse's strength and coordination, for teaching him to lengthen his stride, and for encouraging increased flexion of his hind leg joints. Number two, jumping. Because most horses do enjoy becoming airborne from time to time. Now, you don't have to tackle huge obstacles to give your horse a fun training session, just put up a couple of cross poles or build a small grid of cavalletti. Jumping encourages the horse to use his back muscles and helps him develop the hind leg strength and general fitness. Now, if you don't like jumping yourself, you could always loose school your horse over some small fences built in a jumping lane. Number three is hacking. Because most horses find a change of scenery exciting. A hack down the bridleways or a trip to the beach for a pipe opener are great ways of adding more fun to your horse's routine. And you can also try incorporating a little bit of schooling whilst you're out and about and your horse is more forward going. And number four is to make sure that he is fit for action, because it is unrealistic to expect your horse to work forward and with enthusiasm if he's totally unfit. So incorporate fitting work into your schooling program to make sure that your horse is fit for the job. And lunging is also a useful addition, as is hill work. So now let's talk about when you are riding in the arena. So here are a few tried and tested techniques for generating more enthusiasm from your horse whilst in the school. So number one, less is more. So resist the urge to continually squeeze or kick your horse in an attempt to generate more energy. Horses very quickly become unresponsive to dead or repetitive aids. Instead, you should sit still and ask your horse to move forward from a polite squeeze of your lower leg. Now, if you receive an inadequate response, remove your legs and immediately give your horse a kick, and this should generate a more lively reaction. Now, sit still and expect your horse to continue working forwards. And every time your horse drops off your leg aid, repeat the exercise. As soon as your horse moves forwards, sit still and reward him with a pat so he understands that he has got it right. So number two is transitions. So some horses become bored very easily, and endless 20 metre circles in working trot just encourage them to switch off. So instead, spice things up by including lots of transitions between different paces and also within them. And this tactic can help keep a lazy horse's mind on the job and encourages him to think more forward. So number three is a quick burst. So another effective ruse you could try is to incorporate sudden bursts of extended canter down the long sides of the arena. And this is a great exercise for waking up a horse that has switched off. Now, it doesn't matter if the canter is unbalanced or untidy, as long as the horse delivers the burst of energy that you wanted and maintains it during the remainder of the session. And lastly, number four, let's just talk about artificial aids. So don't be tempted to resort to using a schooling whip and spurs to make your horse go forward. The dressage judge is looking to see that your horse is in front of the leg and not going forwards under sufferance from artificial aids. It's also worth remembering that in many championship classes, you're not allowed to carry a whip anyway. However, having said that, it can be a useful tactic to wear spurs or carry a whip every now and then to back up your leg aids if your horse is beginning to switch off. So to wrap this episode up, there are many different tactics for sharpening up a lazy horse, and it's a matter of trial and error to determine what works best for yours. So keep your horse happy in himself, provide a varied work routine, and look forward to higher marks for impulsion. Now, if you have any other questions or tips that you'd like to share with us, please do so in the comments box on the relevant article on our blog. Alternatively, you can also join our brand new training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And please don't forget to follow us and like us on the rest of our other social media platforms to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our new articles, free stuff, books, and training diaries. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now!